The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
If you go on to Twitter or X, whatever you want to call it today, you'll see the number one trending topic in this country is Molly May trending with Tommy Fury. And it was the same 24 hours ago, a full day on from the news breaking that their relationship had hit the rocks. Still the most talked about thing, it appears, in this country online. Why the fascination with not just them, but all celebrity relationships? Alexandra Ryan is with me, the founder and the CEO of Goss.ie. Alexandra, it's always good to talk to you. Why do you think we're fascinated?
You're making me think that I need to start a live broadcast news station. We could be 24/7 right now just to be reporting on Tommy and Molly and the big break.
Telling you, we wouldn't know what to do with the amount of listeners we'd have.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. Like, I think it's funny when it comes to celebrity relationships because sometimes people feel it's the media invasion, it's the press invasion. But with people like Tommy and Molly, they basically became famous as they fell in love on live television. So I think it's very normal for everybody to be so interested. But I really think that most people like to see celebrities kind of down a level, down on our own level. And when you can in any way relate to a celebrity, I feel like there's a closer bond between people and the A-listers themselves. For example, I don't know if you remember when Cheryl Cole joined the X Factor panel, when she was on Girls Aloud, like she was popular, but she wasn't the most popular, like Nadine Coyle was. But when Ashley Cole cheated on her, that became a number one worldwide story. It was picked up in the US, it was everywhere, and everybody felt so heartbroken for her. She literally became the nation's princess, like everybody loved her. So there is always this draw to sadness in a breakup. You know, there's lots of stories coming out today hinting that, you know, Molly is very devastated over things that maybe happened during the relationship with Tommy. And I think people, sad to say, but kind of love it. They want to be there for her, they want to comfort her. And there's so many other people that have had failed relationships, and when you see that two beautiful, talented people can't make it in the world, you kind of feel like you're okay if you haven't made it either.
And was it ever thus, I said it, were people always fascinated in the kind of the secret lives of celebs?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, if you look back even to like Marilyn Monroe, for example, like when she was famous, there was no internet then. Like the interest in her relationships at the time was nearly bigger than the interest in her as an actual actress. Like everyone always says that about, you know, back in that time. So I think romances have been huge, and now it's another level. So like with Brad and Angelina, let's say, that took the world by storm because, you know, photos of them emerged after Mr. and Mrs. Smith. You probably remember this, all the rumors of, are they together? Is he cheating on Jennifer Aniston? Then there was pictures, then there was a photo shoot. Now we skip ahead to over a decade later and they're in court fighting out a bitter divorce battle, and we're being fed all of the details of that as well. So it's hard to look away from something that's literally happening right in front of you. And I honestly think most of these celebrities want it to be in the news. Like, you know, when you're seeing TMZ documents, court documents, or Angelina's side says this or Brad says this, they're coming from somewhere real. You know, they're not made up quotes. So I do think it's fueled by the celebrities themselves. Like Victoria Beckham back in the day would have been known to ring an old photo desk now and get a few pictures of her and David Beckham. A lot of celebrities do that. So whether, you know, even in terms of influences now these days, if you get engaged, get pregnant or get married, like the increase in your followers, all of that is huge. So there's obviously just such a huge interest. I think people in general are very interested in love and we want to see a happy ever after. And when we get a shock like this where you think a picture perfect couple is perfect, they're not. And this is an interesting one in particular. I don't know if you follow Tommy or Molly now yourself, but they would be very OTT on Instagram. So like, you know, 100 roses on Valentine's Day, you know, the proposal was so over the top. And I think, again, there's something in that seeing that, was any of that real? It's just such a human interest thing to wonder, was it real? Everyone's going back now through their posts. There's so many TikTok videos being made. She said this on that date. She looked like that on this date. Like, it is a bit over the top now. But again, I think they feed into that themselves.
So I like, but it's in their interest probably to feed into it, because they're people who, and I know Tommy Fury is a bit of boxing, but really they're kind of famous for famous' sake, aren't they? It's not like, I don't know. Are these people even still together? Tom Holland and Zendaya, are they still a couple? They're still a couple. Claire, producer Claire, is nodding at me. Yes, they are. But I mean, if we didn't know anything about them, like Tom Holland is still Spider-Man, he's still in huge movies. Zendaya is still in the Dune movies, which are absolutely massive. They're both kind of stars and have careers in their own. I guess what I'm saying is they'd still have a massive brand if they kept all of this quiet and none of us knew it. Whereas, I mean, if we didn't know that Molly May was with Tommy Fury, well, who's Molly May and who's Tommy Fury?
Yeah, I mean, really, they are reality TV stars. I mean, I know he has the boxing. I know that she has an Instagram following. But you're right, they're a brand together. And there had been lots of reports that they had been secretly filming a reality show and stuff like that. So they've definitely, definitely been feeding off their relationship. And Molly has a really popular YouTube channel. And pretty much every week, Tommy has featured in that. And the more YouTube videos you get, the more money you get, the more brand deals you get. So yeah, they're definitely a brand together. But Molly herself is extremely popular. Kind of going back to that whole Cheryl Cole thing when that happened to her. Same with Jennifer Aniston. The whole world fell in love with her when she got cheated on and when she was devastated. So I think if we're going to see a heartbreak story about Molly, this could probably be the best thing for her career. I know that's so cynical to say, it's a real PR line. But if she comes out on the other end of this and kind of, you know, she's obviously mother to Bambi, their child together. Don't even get me started on the name. But like, she could now do this whole solo mom, solo career. And I really think it could actually make her even more famous. So
sorry, they've got a kid called Bambi.
I know. I can't even get into it because it's a whole other
It's a high risk kind of calling your child after a creature whose mother was famously shot dead.
I know, but have they even seen Bambi? This is the thing.
I bet they haven't. They don't know what I'm talking about if they're listening. Alexandra, listen, thanks a million for chatting to us. As always, Alexandra Ryan is the founder and CEO of Goss.ie. We are fascinated, says somebody, because we're a nation of saddles. And what's worse, I'm one of them. Well, listen, you're a brave person to admit it.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.